Welcome back to Rosie on the House. You know, the first Saturday of every December, we love to celebrate the city of Prescott. And we've been talking about all the things going on around the state for holidays. But this segment, we're going to hone in on Prescott area and all the wonderful things there are to do outside. You know, everybody across the country is doing different things for Christmas than we do here in the desert. This is some of our favorite time to be outside. I know Romy and his family, Rosie and I, we love hiking this time of year, love getting the horses out for a trail ride, taking the dogs, enjoying the beautiful sky. You can't beat it.
You add Prescott into that and the scents and the smells of the mountains and the pinyon pines and all the other things that we don't smell in the lower desert.
You can't get any better than that. So I invited a friend, new friend, owner of the Hike Shack on Montezuma in Prescott, Miss Reagan. How are you doing today, Reagan?
Good, thanks.
Good. Well, we invited you to join us so you could just invite the state of Arizona up to Prescott by telling them all the wonderful things there are to do outside. So being owner of the Hike Shack, you know all about the area. So why don't you just tell people what it is that's so great about spending time outside in that area?
We have owned this store for 7 years now, just over that. And I was actually born and raised in Prescott. So I've spent a lot of time in our mountains, on our trails, hiking, biking. It is such a great community to be outside. Our slogan on the side of the wall at the Hike Shack says, "Go outside and play."
Oh, I love that.
It is such a wonderful place for it. We have quite a few lakes that really, when you come up from the valley, they're probably more like ponds. They're not like what you all have, but our lakes are gorgeous for hiking. We can also paddleboard on them. Even this time of the year, I've actually been out on a paddleboard. You just have to dress a little differently because it's kind of chilly.
And I would imagine confident in your ability to stay on the board.
Right.
At your store, Reagan, do you rent the equipment or people buy paddleboards from you?
We actually sell paddleboards. Okay. The only rentals we have are during the summer, and there are a couple of different companies that do them at a few of our lakes. But that is usually only on the weekends unless you call ahead of time, and only during the summer. This is just not quite as busy at that time. It's much more fun to be out hiking and biking and running and horseback riding and climbing this time of year than being in the water.
Well, tell me about, what is your favorite trail in the area?
Yeesh, I have a bunch of favorite trails.
Okay, well, fill us in.
We have people come into the store all the time asking where to go. And I always say, if you can only do one thing in Prescott, go to the Granite Dells area. And there are tons of hikes in the Granite Dells. I love Watson Lake. You can hike all the way around the lake, and that's a pretty strenuous. It's only like 7 miles, but it's a pretty good hike. So this time of the year, it's nice because you have sun and you climb through those granite boulders that are extremely rare. Prescott is very, very lucky to have such a gorgeous area and outcropping. And that's one of my kids' favorite places to go run around and climb all over the rocks. So I send people to Granite Dells. My favorite hike is up Granite Mountain. The Blair Pass Trail that goes up Granite Mountain, you walk through a little bit of everything. I just love that hike.
So you mentioned you bring your kids. You've gotten your kids to like to hike too?
We have. So every fall, the Highland Center for Natural History here in Prescott does a hiking spree, and they promote 12 hikes in the area. And if you do 8 of the 12 hikes in the fall time, then you actually get entered to win a $200 gift certificate to the Hike Shack. And they've extended their deadline this year because their parking lot is being remodeled, so they're having some difficulty getting people into the Highland Center. So the deadline has been extended to Sunday, December 16th. But that hiking spree has been a great way for my family to get my kids out. And then we have a friend's family, and their two children are about my kids' age, so we go out together. And that just really helps them to see different things and look around and smell the roses and get off of their game systems. And yet they have such a blast playing with each other and looking around Prescott. So the Highland Center's hiking spree has helped us to get our kids outside and really enjoy what Prescott has to offer.
We have 6 kids, and they were all very close together, except our last one was 10 years later, so she was a little more bored with mom and dad. So we came up with, Rosie came up with geocaching. And have you done that with your kids? Yes, that is so much fun. It's kind of like treasure hunting. You find your GPS and you go on the website and find what geocaches are in the area. And when you find it, there's a little box there and somebody's put trinkets in or whatever, and you take something and you leave something. So that really, really helped just to keep the interest up. But I just think it's so valuable.
My daughter's Girl Scout troop started that, or did one of those as well. And so we've kind of followed that, and it was a fun experience.
We've tried to get geocaching going a little bit with all of our rodeos that we attend, and having one at all the different rodeo grounds. So each time we come back to that rodeo ground, there'd be another one. But the way the geocaching is, you can't put it in at the rodeo ground itself. I can't remember the exact terminology that it's used, but it's on a place of business. So finding a spot next to the rodeo grounds, but we just don't ever have time to leave and find something nearby once we get
started.
Too
busy changing saddles, Well, hey, Reagan, why don't you hang on? We're going to have another segment here in just a minute. We'll come back and talk a little bit more, okay?